Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
72936.
72936. Thank you. Give me one moment. What is your first and last name?
William McCorkle.
Okay, give me a moment. Do you have an order with us, sir?
I don't know. You've charged my bank account $69.97.
Okay, I'm not pulling any order under your first and last name with your zip code. By any chance, do you have the first six and last four numbers of the car that you're being billed from?
6. I don't know what the last. Hang on a minute. Yeah. 6378 is the last four numbers for the card.
6378?
Yes.
6378. And you say you're. Okay. There's no order being pulled up under that your first and last name with the last eight numbers of the card. If we were billing you, it would have pulled up immediately with the card information, sir, but there's no results found. That means our company is not billing and you might have the wrong number, wrong company.
What I dialed 877-217-3934.
Well, sir, I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines. If we were billing you, it would have pulled up.
This is qualitycleanlife.com.
If we were billing you, sir, it would have pulled up immediately with the card information. There is no results found. The only thing that I can recommend is for your financial institution to give us a call, and they have to confirm that we're billing you.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something called qualitycleanlife.com?
None of our because we're a third-party call center, no company has has control over the merchant ID. How it could show under your bank statement, sir.
Okay, look up Sherry McCorkle.
It would. Okay, let me see. With the same last four numbers of the card?
Yes.
No, sir. There's no results being pulled up.
All right. Thank you.
I apologize, and thank you for calling customer care.